Tomorrow marks the start of National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, as the cool kids call it. The goal is to encourage amateur writers, including first-timers, to write 50,000 words of a book throughout the month of November. To mark the occasion, the Bloomington Public Library will host a local author fair this coming Sunday. I spoke to two authors from Normal, Melissa Davis and Sue Rovins, about their craft. Davis' first published book, Land of the Shadows, was actually written as a National Novel Writing Month project.
You kind of fly by the seat of your pants when you're writing like a National Novel Writing Month book, because you're told not to think too hard, to write as fast as you can, and then go back and edit later. So write, then go back and edit, and you edit like, man, you could edit forever. It's never perfect, no matter how many times you keep going over it. So That's how I got started with the book writing. But you know, it's been a lifetime journey, reading until I couldn't find anything that I wanted to read anymore. So I started writing my own books, because back then we didn't have young adult. We only had children and adult. There was nothing in between. So I was in that point where I wanted to have something else to get lost in, and that's when I got lost in writing.
That's one of the reasons why the Bloomington Public Library does the local author fairs, to piggyback on National Novel Writing Month. And so that's what you did with the first book that you published, with Land of the Shadows. What is Land of the Shadows about?
The Land of the Shadows, we've all kind of experienced it when everything's going right and then you get these thoughts in your head. And it's like the shadows that are like these things that rise up from the ground. It's like a paranormal fantasy, basically, where this time of year, especially around Halloween, it seems to get a little darker with the light fading with no more sunlight. And so people start to get those thoughts like everything could be perfect one minute, and the next minute everything is just not okay. And you're trying to figure out where it comes from. And so the shadows are basically these entities that are coming up from the ground and trying to put these evil thoughts in your head and take control over you. And the whole story is about witches that are trying to defeat the shadows. So,
and we are joined in studio here by Sue Rovins of Normal, another local author. You write suspense.
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me about your first experience writing a novel, writing a whole book?
My first book was actually a book of short stories, In a Corner Darkly, Volume 1. And there's 15 short stories in that particular one. I wrote that in 2009, and then 3 years later, I started my first novel, which is Bad Fish, and that was actually based on me seeing a sign. We were driving somewhere, and there was a sign, Bad Fish Creek, and I loved that name so much, I knew I had to put a book behind that name.
Well, what is your process for writing? Where do you do it? When do you do it? Are you doing it among other people? Are you locked away in a small room by yourself?
That's if I could be locked away, that would be about as good as it would get. I don't write in a group. I can't really go to, like you said, a coffee house and write. It has to be deadly quiet. I even push the cats away if I have to. I do a lot with NaNoWriMo as well. That's where my three novels began. I use it as a draft, basically, to get 50,000 words. And then in about 3 or 4 months from then, I will go back and start the editing process.
So in National Novel Writing Month, kind of the gimmick or the shtick is that you are encouraged to write 50,000 words over the course of a month. Having both done this this exercise before, is that kind of a good amount of, is that a good word count? Is that reachable for a first-timer? Is that a good place to start?
I think a first-timer might actually get very frustrated. When I first started it, I thought, there's no way I'm going to get to 50,000 words. And it really is about like close to 1,700 words a day that you have to write. And so I would just say that anybody who is trying to do it, don't worry about whether or not you make that goal. Count every word you do. Celebrate every word, every paragraph. It doesn't matter if you get there. The progress is just moving along and just pushing yourself through regardless. So, I mean, there's been times I have not made that goal. They do it in summer, and I've been like, okay, I got halfway there because I just had too much going on. I mean, life happens. So you have to celebrate every word you get. no matter if it's only 10 for the day, like, okay, I got 10 words. And then you'd be excited about that because otherwise you're going to get stuck.
What has the publishing process been like for you? Are you self-publishing? Are you working through a traditional publisher? What has that been like?
I'm a self-published author. I have a press now called Plump Toad Press. For me and how I write my books, I don't really want someone else telling me how to write it, how to finish it, how to create characters or change this scene. The stories that I write, I work very hard, and they're very personal stories. And I really push the character development and the plot as opposed to just filler. And I don't want someone saying, your book has to be 80,000 words instead of 50,000. You know, if I can tell a story in 50,000, then, you know, there it is.
And as a self-publisher, or what are the things that you do to make sure that your work finds an audience?
It's constant. Always be selling. Always. You never know who's going to buy it. You never know who's going to like it. I do a lot of local events. I go to author fairs like this one coming up at Bloomington Public Library on Sunday. I've gone to Chicago, Rockford, St. Louis area, just kind of a host of different things. I also have a blog where I interview authors of all genres. Because of that, other people come to read what their friends are doing, and then they might poke around my blog and see what I'm doing. So it kind of helps everybody. So that kind of connection to make with other authors, other venues, it's, again, it's all about always be selling.
And Melissa Davis, also another author from Normal, what has been your experience like on the publishing side?
The publishing side, actually, I am involved with a small publishing press called World Castle Publishing out of Pensacola, Florida. And my publisher is amazing because she's smaller and it's more like an independent publishing than like the big six that everybody's trying to get into. So there is a lot more freedom in what you write. And but I know what you mean, but they have certain formulas you have to follow and, you know, certain covers they want. And if you have a different vision for what you want, then you have to really kind of pull your teeth out. Like, it's really hard. But with a smaller independent one like I have, I have a lot more say in what's done with my books. And I have somebody who truly believes in us and is trying to help us. So I've done self-publishing too. There's so much involved. I know how to format my books. I have editors. I make my own covers. Like, there's so much involved in that whole process. It's so funny when people ask you for free books and they get mad at you because they want to, you need money for what you've done. You put so much time and effort and they just want it free. And like, there's a lot of pirating, especially with electronic books. And it just makes me so mad because they have no idea. It's not like we just woke up and boom, we wrote a book. Like, there's so much more involved in it. The writing part's the easy part. That is the easiest part. It doesn't sound easy, but that is the easiest part because there's so much involved in, with the formatting, knowing where you put your page bleeds. If you're doing like a physical book, like, you have to figure that out. But a lot of the things like the NaNoWriMo, they actually will connect you with like CreateSpace or other places that will help you publish your book. They have resources on their website too. So like, even if you're thinking about doing it, you're like, oh man, I don't know. The editing might be so hard to find, and the formatter and all the picture stuff for the covers, like, I don't know how to do any of that. They have a lot of resources on there that can help you. So I would take advantage of it if it's something you're wanting to try out, for sure. But yeah, it's a long process either way, because there is a lot of editing involved, whether you like, for us, we do several rounds of edits back and forth with the editor before we actually put it out. So it's not like somebody just takes your book and says, here it is, you're done. Like, no, you have to keep going back and forth. And that still doesn't guarantee that it's perfect. Like, I've caught errors in like big name authors and I'm like, wait, how did that get through there? I mean, nobody is perfect, but it's definitely a process.
That's Melissa Davis and Sue Rovins, two authors from Normal who will be featured at the 3rd annual local author fair on Sunday, November 3rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at Bloomington Public Library. It's free and open to the public.